A succession of weak weather disturbances will likely generate a little bit of occasional snow and maybe a little light rainfall as we finish out this week, move into the weekend that will warm up briefly, but it's also expected to cool off as well. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have a little bit of light precipitation occurring across portions of the region this afternoon, and that is going to abate as time moves forward, but we will have ourselves a little mix of snow and perhaps, I imagine a little bit of light rainfall for portions of the region, but none of this precipitation is going to have much of an impact on travel across the region, and for the most part, our temperatures won't be warm enough to see much in the way of meaningful rainfall in the area. The temperatures this afternoon are expected to stay mostly in the range of upper 20s through the 30s, and so we will see this little wintry mix. Tomorrow, it will be just a tad bit cooler, and we do have another disturbance headed into the region. This next system will be a little bit more snow than rain, and it's expected to debut shortly after dawn and go across most of northern and eastern North Dakota into northeastern South Dakota and eventually into Minnesota. And all of this will likely occur tomorrow, with a little bit of the precipitation maybe lingering into tomorrow night. Now, there's another system coming in right behind it that will perpetuate some of the snow flurry and light snowfall, and that will likely occur all the way into Wednesday. So we really won't see a very long period between precipitation events. In fact, there is another system that's expected on Thursday. That one will be the most organized event of the week, and we will see a little more snowfall from that system. Now, the snow that occurs between now and, let's say, Thursday morning is not likely to be very great at all. A dusting upwards to 1 inch is most likely. There could be an isolated pocket or two that could get 1 to 2 inches of snow. That would be in northern Minnesota or near the Canada border in North Dakota. That system that comes in on Thursday, though, will have a little bit more potential to bring us a little more organized precipitation. It's still going to be warm in the southern parts of the region, so some rain is still going to be possible with that event. And right now, it looks like the cold air comes in right behind that, and so the temperatures will likely drop precipitously behind the event. And so as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, temperatures will be much colder across the region. In fact, some of the temperatures that are predicted for the weekend are suggested to drop down below zero for afternoon highs that would occur on Saturday and Sunday. And for right now, it looks like there will be nighttime lows that will be in the negative teens and negative single digits if the cold air mass holds together as advertised. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.